We're learning the laws of
Purim
in Simon Tufresh Pei Tes regarding Kriyas Megillah. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Beis that Echad Karev Echad Hashemayim Api Hakari Yotzei Dechovaso. It's not necessary for you to actually say the Megillah reading. You can hear it and fulfill your obligation. It has to be that you listening, you have to fulfill, you can only fulfill your obligation if the one who's actually saying it has an obligation themselves. And therefore, someone who, for whatever reasons, is potter, does not have the obligation to read the Megillah, they would not be able to fulfill, you cannot fulfill your obligation through them. And on this, there's a discussion in which, to begin this discussion, I'd like to share with you a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Mabez regarding the laws of shofar. Hatokei lotoch, habor lotoch, hados lotoch, apitos. When it comes to hearing the sound of a shofar, in order to be able to fulfill one's obligation on Rosh Hashanah, it's necessary for you to actually hear the sound. However, in the event that one would be blowing a shofar into a pit, in which the only sound which one is really hearing is the echo which comes forth from that pit, lo yatsa, one has not fulfilled the obligation. And although we're not going to be blowing shofar anytime soon, but this is actually the primary source in the Gemara, which discusses the issue whether or not a person is able to fulfill their obligation of hearing the Megillah through the means of a microphone or a telephone. A person can't come to shul, so you dial up your local synagogue and just listen to the Megillah. Is that acceptable? So we have to first understand what exactly is the issue of an echo. And there's actually five different interpretations as to exactly what is the problem. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as well as Rav Shlomo Weider, he explains the following. He says, L'inyin hasha'elus, l'inyin kol alidei telephone, microphone, when it comes to listening through these means, he quotes this Mishnah of blowing into a pit. We know that if all you hear is the echo, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Therefore, he says, according to my understanding, he says that when it comes to a telephone, when it comes to a microphone, even though it sounds like the same person, that's considered to be a completely separate voice. It's completely separate and not connected to the original source. As the Shulchan said, you have to actually hear it from someone who has the obligation to be reading the Megillah or hearing the Megillah. And since you listening through a microphone or a telephone, according to these opinions, that's a concept that's a completely separate sound. And therefore, it's not connected to the original source of a person. And therefore, for that reason, they oster the use of a telephone or a microphone. And this is Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach, and which I'll share with you in a second, some harsh words that he actually says, which we'll get to in a second. A second reason as to the issue of an echo is brought down by Rav Chaim Elazar Shapira. He says that it creates a mixed sound. And it's necessary when it comes to the sound of a shofar that it must be an unadulterated sound. It must be a clear one sound and not a mixture of other sounds. Another reason why there's an issue of an echo is brought down by Rav Yosef Engel. He says, De'ein teva b'derech shmiya b'kach. He says that the problem with an echo, this is not the normal way of hearing the sound. And therefore, he has a problem for that reason as well. Now, just point out the Chazon Ish, it's worthwhile just sharing with you these few words, that's quoted in the Sefer Minchas Shlomo. He says, the Armeli Shaladayte Ein Zeh Kol Kach Pashut. It's not so clear whether or not, in fact, it's an issue. In fact, the sound that you're hearing does come from a person. It does happen immediately. the way that people speak. Efshir, it's possible that gamze choshev kishumei mamish mipi amadaber. Perhaps it's as though it's the person who's speaking. So he brings down that the issue of an echo is that there's a delay. But if in fact there would be no delay, then perhaps it would not be an issue. And therefore, perhaps he says that it may not be a problem to use. However, he says, Lanivas Daiti, at the end of this paragraph in Minchas Shlomo, he says, according to my humble opinion, Hu Chiddush Gadol Ma'od, Ve'en Ani Mevenoso. I don't completely understand his point. Rav Moshe Feinstein, who's often quoted in this regard, says that the issue with an echo is Shahari Hocha Nishma Kol Chazak Vari. It's necessary that the sound of the shofar has to be loud, has to be clear. And the problem with an echo is that it is not the same level of sound as where it originated from. And therefore he says, this is quoted in Negus Moshe, L'chein Esh, it's possible, Shigam HaKol, Shinase B'Microphone, it's possible that this sound which comes forth, which we're listening from a microphone, but Ace Shemadabir Shishaimino, so we're listening to it, who next of Kol Mamash, it says though it's the person's voice. Vigam Lu Bomur Hadovar Masha Omrim Shihu Kolacher. I don't really understand those other opinions that say it's a separate sound, separate voice. I don't feel that's the case. And therefore, Ramosha said, Matamza, for this reason, Efshir, again, no one says yes, but again you hear the word Efshir is possible, in Limchos Biyad Elu Shirotzal Mikro Megil Alide. A microphone, mitzad halacha. Not that it's preferable, but you shouldn't make a macha, you shouldn't protest people that do it. Or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as we mentioned, is strict in this regard, also mentions that he's mitzta'er. He says, mitzta'er, and I'm very bothered for those people who have difficulty in hearing. Umishamshin b'machshir shel microphone v'telephone katan, which is referring to hearing aids. L'karvis kol hamadabir l'ozlam, so to be able to hear what's being said. He says, well, according to my logic, that this creates a completely different sound. It's not from the original person. Such a person who would use such hearing aids, in fact, would not fulfill their obligation. Now, Moshe Sternbach is quoted in the Teres Shlomo. He says that based on the reasoning of Rav Yosef Engel, that the whole issue is because an echo is not the normal way of hearing the sound, but if it's the normal way that a person would wear these aids in order for them to be able to listen, to hear, then perhaps it's not an issue to wear hearing aids. Just to conclude, the words of the Piskei Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuvos tell us, as we just already quoted, that there are numerous poskim and achronim that deal with this question. Im efshir lotzeis yadei chova b'shmias kriyas ha-megillah, if one could fulfill their obligation, al yadei ramkol, or derech ha-telephone, through some type of, again, some device, either a telephone or a microphone, or b'shidur chai, with some type of live radio broadcast, v'rubam ha'olul aser. The majority of them say that it's not something which is recommended, for the reasons that we cited. And in fact, on the bottom over here, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is so strong, he says, Da'choshim acheres, anyone who thinks that anything other than the way I'm saying, anyone who thinks it's the same sound, Ein ze'el machma she'en miyodim tivam shel machshirim eila. They obviously didn't do the research, they don't know exactly how these things work. And he says, V'choshim machshavos hevel, they think these incorrect thoughts, Shechuti a telephone, by radio, molich and mamishes kol adam. They think it's the same sound. He said that they're making a mistake. Now again, there are people that are lenient. He says mikol makom. Nonetheless, av hasovrim kain. Even those people that do have these leniencies, again, perhaps quoting the words of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein or the Chazon Ish, he says as follows. This is how we'll conclude. He says that even those people, lo hatiru el b'shas adchak. The only time that this is something which is acceptable is b'shas adchak, under extreme circumstances, which will perhaps mean that without using this microphone, no one would be able to hear it. But if everyone would be able to gather close together and be able to hear, then that's no longer b'shas adchak. The yeshikos to those that write, sh'av im, nisfor, kisvoras hamakilim, even to hold like these lenient opinions, as we mentioned before, kol malkim yesh lehimon lemekach, we should try to stop ourselves from doing such a thing, vein lehashmiah hamigil al ramkol, not to use such electronic devices, v'chein nispashi et haminigul aser, and therefore this is the universal custom, that it's something which is not done.